AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. There's a shakeup in the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Ed Donahue reports his source tells AP a senior Border Patrol commander and some agents are expected to leave Minneapolis as early as tomorrow.
Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino has been at the center of the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement surge in cities nationwide. Criticism has intensified after he defended the shooting death in Minneapolis of Alex Preti by Border Patrol agents.
Calling law enforcement names like Gestapo or using the term kidnapping, that is a choice that is made. There are actions and consequences that come from those choices.
Bovino disputed claims about the confrontation that led to Preti's death. President Trump has sent Border Czar Tom Homan to Minneapolis to take charge of immigration and customs enforcement operations. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, Steve Karnowski has been covering a court challenge.
A federal judge in Minnesota is deciding whether or not to grant an order sought by the state and by the cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul that would essentially shut down the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. The state essentially wants to return the situation to where it was before the federal government surged in ICE and Border Patrol officers at the beginning of December. An attorney for the Justice Department argued that the federal officers are acting within their legal authority to enforce federal immigration law. After the hearing, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison said that there's a lot at stake in this case, not just for Minnesota, but also for the rest of the country, state sovereignty, and whether or not states have the power to protect themselves.
This is not about fraud, and it's not even about immigration, and it's certainly not about law enforcement. It's about handing over documents of the state of Minnesota, private information, including voting information, to the federal government. That's what this is about.
At least 29 deaths are being linked to the winter storm that swept across the country and left behind frigid temperatures and hundreds of thousands without power. This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh reports it's the Patriots and Seahawks in Super Bowl 60.
New England secured its record 12th Super Bowl appearance with a 10-7 win in snowy Denver in the AFC Championship game. Drake May had 65 yards rushing and a touchdown.
Going to the Super Bowl sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty cool. So just proud of this team, proud of the defense. We didn't play our best ball in the first half, and the second half came out. Just battling the elements, you know, snow and the elements, and it was a gritty win.
Seattle earned its fourth Super Bowl berth by defeating the LA Rams 31-27 in the NFC title game. Sam Darnold passed for 346 yards and three scores.
Complete team win. Special team stepping up on the muff punt. Derek, you know, recovering, that was huge for us, especially going into half. So, and then getting the ball back. You know, our defense just playing lights out. That fourth down they hit.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.